Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Nicoletti from the second edition of Filming Italy Sardinia Award. I'm in company of Patricia Arquette, who's here to receive the Filming Italy TV Award to present her new TV show, The Act, and as the voice of a new character in the upcoming Toy Story 4. Patricia, in 2015 at the Oscars, in your acceptance speech, you already talked about gender equality and equal opportunities. How much has changed for you since then, and in general, and after the Me Too movement, of course? What stage are we in today?
I think that we have a long way to go still, but we are having conversations that we should have been having for a long time. There's not one country on earth that women are paid equally, but there have been little laws passed. People are having the conversation. Corporations are being asked to start paying people equally. So I think there is little bits of progress happening in that way. My sister was one of the first people who came out about the Me Too movement, and that sparked really global conversations that we've been needing to have for a very long time about sexual assault since the beginning of time. But I'm excited about it because I feel like with this opportunity, we could grow together, men and women, and we could have the most beautiful relationships that we've ever known as a species.
Eva Longoria was asked the same thing yesterday. What do you think is the position on men and this whole movement and this whole discussion? Do you think there's such a thing as a negative side to it, to the whole conversation, I mean?
I don't think there's a negative side to it. And I think it's selfish if people think there's anything negative that should make them stop talking about people being raped and sexually assaulted, or being paid less, or being kept in poverty because they're a single mom who's getting paid less. I think that's a selfish way to look at it. So, no, I think we have to continue moving forward. And I think many beautiful men are supporting women in this conversation. They want things to change for women, which is very important because we know that when men support women, change comes 10 times faster.
What's your position on pink quotas, for example? I mean, in Cannes, we've been talking a lot about whether there should be the same amount of women filmmakers in festival competition, for example. Do you think that is something that should be regulated, or it's something that instead should change from the beginning of the process?
Well, I think, look, here's the thing. When you had 99% of all the directors were male that were ever hired, then they're only going to have 99% of directors have a chance to be in a festival. So we have to put some pressure on to give people a chance. Otherwise, they'll never end up in positions of power. So I think that also I think the art form is suffering for it, honestly. When you only allow certain perspectives to tell the story of mankind and our species, and fantasy, and opportunity, and all the different stories we tell in film and television. If you're only letting a certain type of person tell that story, you're limiting your story.
Some years ago in an interview, you said that in Hollywood, it's impossible to get old. Do you think that something has changed during these years, and in terms of roles for women?
I think there are more roles for women, and they're becoming more and more. Part of it is having had this conversation about how little representation women have had. Part of it has been writers starting to think about that. Part of it has been movie studios starting to think about the talent that they're missing out on. And part of it is just because we have so many networks now, we need a lot of content, so they're taking more chances. And when you see success, then people try a little more. So hopefully it will keep moving forward.
25 years ago, Toy Story was being released in cinemas. What are the elements that make this movie and this saga so great?
Well, I have a tiny, tiny part in Toy Story 4. I'm very excited about that because it's such a beautiful memory I have with my son when he was little, then my daughter when she was little. It has such a beautiful spirit, that movie. So I think it's beautiful to be part of something that is a pivotal part of people's childhoods.
Can you tell me something more about your new TV show, The Act? Because I read that even if it's fiction, it's creepily based on true events.
Yes, so this project that'll be coming out soon is called The Act, and it was very challenging because it's based on a true story, and what this mother has Munchausen by proxy, which is considered medical abuse. So it's a parent who has medical procedures performed on their child, but their child's healthy. So it's a very heavy person to play, and very complicated to try to figure out who is this person and what motivates them. But I think it's an important story to talk about because it happens much more than people realize. And I hope that it will make doctors a little more cautious than just taking parents' word for things.
What's the acting process that you're applying in this case? As a mother, I cannot imagine doing something like that, so I think it must have been difficult for you.
Yeah, that was, you know, my reaction too. So then I had to do a lot of research, and I found a documentary of this woman who had Munchausen by proxy in prison, and as they were interviewing them, I started to realize, oh, she's really mentally ill, and then started to look at what was motivating her, even subconsciously, the things that were motivating her. So just starting to understand her process more, the fear she was in, the fear of abandonment, that her daughter would grow up and break away from her, and that she would be all alone. And I don't agree with her choices at all, but I think as an actor, you need to understand them.
We've been talking to Patricia Arquette at the second edition of the Filming Italy Sardinia Festival, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.